Well, I've just been talking to the big man, Daryl Broman, about the Box Village Bakery, which was the subject of that chicken schnitzel and pork roll food poisoning drama in the Sutherland Shire. And we've agreed that we're happy to be the guinea pigs because the boss, Johnny Dow, has said, look, once the food inspectors have been through, I'll give away free food for the first couple of days as a way of apologising to everyone and getting everyone sweet again. And I feel sorry for this bloke because his apology, it came from the heart. You could feel it. And I said to the big man, can you get on board as well? Let's do it. We'll be the guinea pigs. I'll have a free chicken schnitty roll to reassure people, presuming that everything works out okay, that the food's all sweet. Well, listening in was the Federal Treasurer, Scott Morrison, who's called in. He's on the line. Mr. Morrison, good afternoon.
G'day, Ben. I'm in too. We've got to help Johnny. He's trying to get back on his feet with his business, the local business down in my electorate. So, and I'll go one further. I'll actually pay for the role. So you guys ante up as well.
Hang on. You are volunteering to be a guinea pig on Johnny's rolls.
Absolutely. Got a back local business, shop local. Mm. And look, it was terrible what happened down there. And all those people were affected, I imagine it was just absolutely awful.
But I'm just a little worried, though. I mean, if the big man or myself was to go down, so to speak, I mean, you know, the country would still be able to operate.
It would, mate. It will.
But if the federal treasurer goes down, the wheels come off.
We'll be good. And I reckon Johnny's got it sorted. So,
who would step into the acting treasurer's role should you be the subject of a food poisoning scare?
Matthias Cormann would have things well in hand. He would have things well in hand. Unless he's had some dodgy muscles, which I know he's a fan of. So, you know, we'll all take our risks to the food stakes. But, you know, I agree with Big Man. You know, he's a heartfelt apology. He would have felt terrible about it. And it was horrible what happened to the people who were affected. But good local business that wants to get back on its feet, let's give him a go.
All right. So I think the way we should do this is you eat it first and then we watch you for about 15 minutes. And then the big man can have his. I'll watch him for about half an hour.
Yeah, and then you're in.
And then I'll have mine.
You've always got the courage pants on, mate.
You have a good weekend. What do you got on for the weekend?
We've got to head back down to Canberra later this weekend. But there's on Sunday, there's a community fair out in Kurnell. And it's going to be a good day. As you know, the tornado went through Kurnell before Christmas. And the community's getting right back on its feet. And they're just so appreciative of all the great support they got from everybody. And so I'll pop out there and see them on Sunday and wish them all the best. They're a wonderful community at Kurnell. They've been doing it tough, but everyone rallied around them, as we do in the Shire, and they're getting back on their feet, just like Johnny will.
Putting your guts on the line for the sake of small business. Federal Treasurer Scott Morrison, thank you.
Good on you, mate. Have a good weekend.
Scott Morrison tuning in this afternoon and calling in this afternoon. He's put his hand up saying, I'll do it as well. So, Johnny Dow, if any of Johnny's customers are swinging in there tomorrow, well, you probably won't be because I think he's still closed under orders from the health department. But if you know Johnny, let him know. He's now got the Federal Treasurer, Scott Morrison, the big man, Daryl Broman, and myself willing to be the first three guinea pigs when he reopens. And we'll have a schnitty roll or a pork roll to reassure everyone that we've survived, we're okay, and that they're okay. Poor bloke. We want to get his business back up and running.